Reaching New Height. A Guide to Aerial Lifts for Arboricultural Operations by T.J. Yerko. Ever since their introduction to fruit orchards in the 1940s, aerial lifts have revolutionized modern arboriculture and the way tree care operations are performed today. Aerial lifts empower arborists to perform tree work in challenging situations, particularly where other methods fall short. There are a variety of aerial lifts available, each suited to different tasks and circumstances. Understanding what they are used for and what they are capable of is essential for optimizing safe and efficient tree care. Bucket trucks. Bucket trucks are commercial vehicles mounted with an extendable hydraulic arm, boom, with a bucket on the end, to lift workers, tools, and equipment up to 60 feet or more. These machines are crafted from durable steel and can be installed with stabilizers or outriggers to provide balance and stability. With their robust design, it is no surprise that bucket trucks are often used for heavy-duty jobs. In arboriculture, the most common lift is probably the bucket truck, Matt Messina, dealer and training manager with CT North America, said. They're traditionally very easy to use, repairable, robust, and built to last. According to Zach Hilliard, tree care market manager with Altec, another major advantage of bucket trucks is their mobility. Because the lift is a part of the truck, crews can drive the equipment right onto the site, cutting down on time spent on setup and breakdown. As versatile as bucket trucks are, though, their size can be cumbersome. They're not small or nimble, Messina acknowledged. You couldn't bring them into a backyard or limited access area without removing a fence or disrupting the environment. Boom lift. Boom lifts are heavy machines featuring an articulating or telescoping boom that extends both vertically and horizontally. They can reach tremendous heights of 185 feet, with the platform accommodating up to 500-1,000 pounds. Because of its design, boom lifts are the go-to option for large, complex tree maintenance tasks, such as tree pruning in dense canopies, deadwood removal, or cabling and bracing. Even with such impressive features, boom lifts have a few disadvantages. As large machines, they exhibit similar challenges to bucket trucks, being difficult to set up and maneuver in confined areas or sloped terrain. Traditional boom lifts also present logistical challenges. Being ANSI Class 3B devices, boom lifts can't go on the road, Messina cautioned. They are harder to transport because of their weight and require a classic commercial driver's license. Spider lift. Spider lifts are compact, lightweight devices with jointed stabilizers and extendable tracks. They provide excellent stability and weight displacement on uneven terrain. Of the three types of lifts, spider lifts are the easiest to maneuver and the best choice for tight spaces. Spider lift tracks have comparatively low psi, so the ground pressure they exert is minimal. Christian Wismuller, communications specialist with All Access Equipment, explained, which means if you're working in a landscaped area or backyard, you're less likely to damage the ground, patio, or flagstones. Though small in stature, spider lifts can be mighty, capable of reaching heights over 75 feet. Their compact design also allows them to access areas other aerial devices cannot. Spider lifts benefit from narrow dimensions and a compact footprint, Wismuller continued. They're extremely versatile, easy to operate, and capable of impressive reach. This makes them ideal for a variety of tree care projects. Despite their utility, spider lifts have some limitations. Spider lifts have a lower platform capacity compared to other mobile elevated work platforms, MUPs, and like traditional boom lifts, lack road readiness. A spider lift is not fully mobile on its own, Hilliard noted. It can't traverse highways and needs a support vehicle to tow it between job sites. That means more time spent during setup and breakdown between jobs. Right lift, right fit. Versatility or specialty, compactness or road readiness, with advantages and drawbacks to each type of MUPE, it can be difficult to determine which one is the best fit for your operations. The good news is that there really is no wrong answer, but there are quite a few considerations to have in mind. Everybody's situation is different. There isn't really a one-size-fits-all answer, Wismuller explained. For Hilliard, the most important factors are the height of the jobs, cost, purpose, use, and readiness of the equipment, along with any required training or certifications. According to Wes Snapp, Executive Director of Client Services at Tracked Lifts, arborists need to look closely at the design before choosing a lift. When considering an aerial lift, tree care workers need to make certain they are selecting one that was truly designed and purposely built with the arborist in mind, not a lift with an aftermarket package advertised for arborists. Ultimately, arborists can narrow down their prospects by considering the following: height and reach capability. Different tree care tasks require different working specifications, depending on the height, width, and structure of the tree canopy. For example, removing tall trees may necessitate a lift with a working height of 60 feet or more, while pruning lower branches may only require a lift with a working height of 30 feet or less. Similarly, accessing a wide or dense canopy might require an articulated boom with extra dexterity, whereas a narrow or open canopy could warrant a lift with less reach. Platform capacity. The platform capacity of an aerial lift must be able to safely accommodate a crew's size and weight, plus any tools needed for the job, such as chainsaws, rope, and safety gear. Ensure the platform's capacity meets or exceeds these parameters by checking the owner's manual or working load decal. Stability and maneuverability. Stability features like stabilizers and outriggers are essential for safe aerial lift operations, especially on uneven terrain where the lift is more liable to tip over. A lift's size and maneuverability are also crucial, especially in areas with obstacles or dense tree cover. Terrain. Uneven or rough terrain necessitates a lift with tracks, stabilizers, or outriggers to maintain balance. Even if a lift has these features, though, your crew will still need to set up the equipment properly. Each individual outrigger footpad has to be level, Messina noted. Soft ground is also not ideal for any aerial lift operations, as the machine can get stuck, sink, or tip over. Don't take the machine anywhere without walking your route first, Messina continued. If the ground is soft, it shouldn't have an aerial lift on it at all. That said, just because a lift does not work for the site one day does not mean you should change equipment just yet. Even if a lift is the correct one for the job, it may not be the correct day to work because the ground is not ready, he concluded. Budget and cost analysis. Carefully evaluating the total cost of ownership versus renting is crucial. Considering operational expenses in relation to capital and assets also plays a pivotal role in making cost-effective decisions. For instance, purchasing a new lift can offer advanced features, enhanced durability, and reduced long-term maintenance costs, but requires a higher capital investment. Conversely, opting to rent a lift may save money up front, but might lead to higher borrowing and transportation expenditures over time. According to Wismuller, you can't go wrong with the try-before-buy method before making such a big purchase. It's the same as test driving a car. You want to know precisely what it is you want and be really confident in your purchase, he stated. This is a large, relatively expensive piece of equipment. Know what capital you have to work with and other considerations before pulling the trigger on a big-ticket item. For your safety. Regardless of which aerial lift is used on the job, it is imperative to follow safety standards for MUPS to ensure aerial lift operations are conducted safely, as per American National Standards Institute, ANSI, and Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, guidelines. ANSI Z133. ANSI Z133 is a safety standard focusing on tree care operations. Section 5 and Section 5.2 cover various aspects of aerial lift operation, such as pre- and post-trip inspection, equipment specifications, hazard recognition, safe work practices, and emergency procedures. ANSI A92.2 and A92.5. Part of the ANSI A92 series, ANSI A92.2, vehicle-mounted elevating and rotating aerial devices, and ANSI 92.5, boom-supported elevating work platforms are standards for design, inspection, maintenance, operation, and training requisites. for specific MUPEs. Ensure your equipment is up to date with the newest standards like ANSI A92.22 and A92.24 to meet current safety and operational requirements. Training and certificate. For many professionals, aerial lifts are intuitive and easy to work with. However, no one should use them without the proper certificates and training. I would compare this to a driver's license, Messina explained. Anybody can teach themselves how to drive a car. But not having a license is a problem when you're involved in an accident or get pulled over by the police. Without the necessary certificates, a tree care worker simply cannot operate an aerial lift. If an OSHA inspector shows up and you or one of your crew members fails to provide proof of obligatory training while in an aerial lift, that's going to result in a fine and possibly jail time, Wismuller warned. ANSI Z133-2017, Section 2, May 2033 states, only operators who have received instruction and training regarding the inspection, application, responsibilities, and operation shall operate a boom-supported elevating work platform. And accidents are not the only risk operators run without the proper training. Some people believe that ANSI standards are voluntary, Messina said. But when there is an accident, OSHA will find out whether the company involved is ANSI compliant. If they are not, OSHA will levy fines. So these standards really aren't voluntary. Since June 1, 2020, OSHA declared certification as a mandatory requirement for aerial lift operations. Aerial lift certificates ensure that operators have the knowledge and skills needed to use the equipment safely, Wismuller explained, which reduces the risk of accidents that could result in personal injury and damage to property, terrain, or the machine itself. The sky is the limit. For decades, aerial lifts have transformed the arboriculture industry by providing creative solutions for tree care operations. Arborists can choose the right lift and significantly enhance their scope of work by understanding the different types, specifications, requirements, and working conditions of MUPEs. Additionally, selecting the right aerial lift for the right jobs today and every day ensures optimal safety and performance for current and future generations of tree care workers. The profile of an arborist is ever-changing, Hilliard said. As aerial devices become more technologically advanced, it is up to the tree care teams to keep up with industry developments and safety standards to continue growing with the industry and protecting the workers that encompass it. About the author. TJ Urko is an ISA certified arborist, TRAQ arborist, and certified landscape horticulturist technician at his company, TreeJ Consulting, where he advises clients on urban forestry and arboriculture, best management practices, and strategies for tree care operations.